Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike in Beachwood is first up in the hot seat this week. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. Again, the rules, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Mike, are you ready?
Let's do it, yeah.
Question one. From Justin to Kelly was a 2003 movie starring Justin Guarini and who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question two. Finish this song lyric. Tell me why I never want to hear you say.
Ooh. Goodbye.
Question three. What is the capital of Cuba?
Havana.
Question four. How many top friends could you have on MySpace?
Hey, one.
Final question. What is the name of a group of fish swimming together?
Oh, God. Group of fish swimming together. Oh, my God. A flock, which I know is birds, but let's go with that. Oh.
All right.
Sorry.
Got it. All right, Mike, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Mike, not too bad today. I have you down for two questions correct out of five.
They're tough ones. Let's see how Alyssa does.
Exactly right. Alyssa is almost ready. She's back in the studio. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Mike in Beachwood.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Alyssa. Love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Mike did okay today. Two out of five. So
okay.
Alyssa needs three to win, two to just get the tie. Here we go. Question one. From Justin to Kelly was a 2003 movie starring Justin Guarini and who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question two. Finish this song lyric. Tell me why I never want to hear you say.
I want it that way.
It's hard when I just read the lyric, right?
It really does make it more difficult.
Yeah.
Like 10 times over.
No, but you still got it.
Yeah. You sing that one, I totally know it.
Question three. What is the capital of Cuba?
Oh, I don't know.
You do.
I definitely Havana.
Oh, did she get it in time? I hit the buzzer. You said the answer as I hit the buzzer.
You're the judge.
I don't know.
I think a little tardy on that one.
I guess it doesn't matter. You've already tied him, so
yeah,
Mike can't get the win today.
Okay, all right.
Havana is correct. Question four. How many top friends could you have on MySpace?
Eight.
That's correct. Final question. What is the name of a group of fish swimming together?
A school.
Yeah. She didn't even need that third question. Alyssa, I'm just giving you the four today.
I'll take it.
4 points for Alyssa. Unfortunately, Mike only got two. Mike, we loved having you, however. We hope you'll call back and play again. We do have fantastic prizes for you, so don't go anywhere. Hang on, please.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. My name is Mike, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Katie in Bedford is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Katie, you feeling confident? Are you ready?
Absolutely not, but I'm going to go for it.
Question number one. YOLO stands for what?
You only live once.
Question two. True or false? An owl is nocturnal.
True.
Question three. What game show that's still on the air today was originally hosted by Bob Barker?
The Price is Right.
Question four. What superhero is also known as the Dark Knight?
Batman.
Final question. What organ in your body helps you detox? For example, when you have a few too many cocktails.
Your kidneys.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? As we do that, Katie, I just want to do a quick fact check. As you gave me an answer I wasn't expecting. Alyssa's coming back into the studio right now. Katie gave me an answer I wasn't expecting, so I'm asking the judges.
What do the judges think?
I'm going to give her the point on this.
All right.
I don't know why trivia questions have like 10 different answers. What's the point? Give me a specific answer, you know?
Yeah, the trials and tribulations of a trivia host.
I'm going to give her the point, and you know why?
Why is that?
Because it means that Katie goes 5-for-5.
Oh, okay. That's why you want to give her that point.
It's really time for Alyssa to lose, so I want to make it as difficult for Alyssa as possible. So, Alyssa, you need all five of these correct just to tie Katie.
Sheesh. Okay.
I'm not going to score you throughout. I'm just going to ask you all five questions. At the end, we'll tally it up.
All right.
Question one. YOLO stands for what?
You only live once. You only live once.
Question two. True or false? An owl is nocturnal.
True.
Question three. What game show that is still on the air today was originally hosted by Bob Barker?
The Price is Right.
Question four. What superhero is also known as the Dark Knight?
Batman.
Final question. What organ in your body helps you detox? For example, when you have a few too many cocktails.
Your liver.
Yes, your liver. Okay. Alyssa went 5-for-5 as well.
Okay. I kind of figured with how disappointed you sounded, but you didn't give me any dings.
No, you got 5 dings.
Can I get at least 1 ding?
No, I'm not giving you any dings.
I should have gotten 5.
No dings for you. The fifth question, so Katie had answered it, your kidneys. So I asked the judges, like, do your kidneys help you detox? And they're like, yes, your kidneys are one of the main body's main detox systems. So I mean, I'm not a surgeon, okay?
You're just a trivia host.
I don't know what all these organs do. I just have a basic idea. Anyway, you both go 5-for-5. You both tie today.
Woo!
Don't get too excited over there. Katie really wanted to beat you.
Well, Katie, you did as well as you could have.
That's right.
Try again someday, Katie, and don't go anywhere. We do have some fantastic prizes to set you up with, okay?
Okay. My name is Katie, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.